听我说吧，
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 听我说吧。
Speak my language.
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 You're listening to Speak My Language, a radio documentary series presented by Yarrow Intergenerational Society for Justice. I'm Rachel Lau, coordinator of the Speak My Language project. The radio doc you're about to hear is A Place of Your Own, produced by Jason Yu and Daniel Chen.
2017年1月8号，我记得很清楚。1月8号，9点钟，早上吃了饭以后，我那些心脏痛得不行。我老头看见我这个样子，因为我从来没这个样子过，他也受不了，他就着急，他就赶快去找人，他就这里跑那里跑。我就找了一个北京的人，我知道他英语好，我说你帮我打。
January 8th, 2017. After breakfast, young Po Po, 77, starts feeling pain in her chest. Her husband starts panicking. Neither her nor her husband speak English, so they can't really call 911. Universal healthcare is something many Canadians take pride in. That doesn't mean that it's flawless. In this radio documentary, we'll explore barriers to accessing proper healthcare through the story of young Po Po. Hi, I'm Jason. My interest in this project stems from not really knowing any of my own grandparents. I grew up in Canada, they all lived in China. I've seen them maybe 3 times total. Only my maternal grandpa is still with us, but even just last week, when my mom handed me a phone with him on the line, I struggled to find anything to say.
Hi, I'm Daniel, and I'm a first-gen Chinese immigrant. My core family lives in Canada, but we struggled with staying connected and providing care for our senior relatives living in Beijing. Through the course of this project and talking with Yang Po Po, I learned more about senior perspectives in the immigrant experience.
Daniel and I met Young Po Po through Yarrow Intergenerational Society for Justice, an organization that helps Chinese immigrants bypass language barriers to access healthcare. Young Po Po is a frequent user of Yarrow's services.
Hey, Yang Po Po, it's me, Daniel. Hi. Hello.
Is it
me? Yes, it's Yang Po Po.
I saw you haven't left, I'm going to
pick you up. Oh, thank
you. Walking into her home, we noticed her decor pretty minimal. A bachelor room with a twin-size bed, a glass table, a couple chairs, and a Roomba. What stuck out to us was how clean and organized it was. Shoes neatly placed next to the entrance, and a red calendar with the Chinese character Fu, which means good fortune. Classics of any Chinese household. Full of energy, Young Po Po was straight to business about her struggles with English.
但是最大的一个问题就是什么问题呢？就是语言沟通的问题。因为呢，我们是长者，年纪大了，不是不愿意学。我来的时候就去学英语，学了还没出门就忘了，就丢了。七八十岁了，学了一年多，但是我记不住。年纪大了不行了，要像你们这么年轻。我孙子说，奶奶你不会记得，你记得东西太多了。你又没人跟你交流，你学不会。他说我学不会英语，你学不会。我一去他就等我纠正，你这个音不是这么发的，发错了，发错了。他就说，那个最小的呢，八岁的呢，他都纠正我，我不会，真的我不会，背不去，只记得几个单词。
Young Po Po has tried, but learning English is hard, and she feels it's impossible at her age.Not like her grandchildren, who tease her about her pronunciation of the few English words she knows. Of course we wanted to hear what she knew.
No, 我晓得了。
还会吗
？Yes. 简单的，我说了那个，我又不不，我编的好了这些东西。
这些您都会是吗？
不会，
嗯，
就是有时候没事就看一下。
啊、哦，好，我们想听。
好吧喽，好喽，这些东西都知道了。
您读几个吧，让我们听听。
我戴眼镜。
She then pulls out a small notebook with lists of common English expressions with their pronunciation sounded out in Chinese characters.
Hello, 我就晓得吧。Nice to meet you. 看见你很高兴，这个我知道。Nice to meet you. 我见到你很高兴，这也是。How are you? 还有就是，再见，知道了，拜拜。Thank you. 这个请你知道。please. 不记得。
Yang Popo first immigrated from Changsha, China to Edmonton with her husband, younger son, and daughter-in-law back in 2006. 3 years ago, she and her husband moved to Vancouver's Chinatown while her son's family moved to Surrey. A month prior, her husband went back to China to treat his own health problems. Yang Popo now lives by herself in her home on Dunleavy Street.
我儿子搞电脑的，就在他每天中午都到这来，我一个人在这里还不放心，每天来看一下。我星期五去，星期五就到儿子家去，星期六、星期天就回来，也得等儿子们团聚一下吧，还媳妇儿、孙子，就这样搞的。
那您儿子是住在 Surrey 是吧？是住在。
苏里，
苏里啊、哦，对对、那他在那边住，您跑到他那儿是怎么样的过程、
我就打车去，反正把条子写了啦。我又没办法，我又不认识英语。
Her younger son works in IT in Vancouver, but lives all the way in Surrey. He worries about her living alone in Chinatown and visits her frequently. She also visits her son and grandchildren every weekend by transit.
我就拿着这整条。我就问司机是不是这里，看了这个牌子，看了三大了天车以后，看这个地方，我在上车，没有这个地址我不上车，我只能够这样搞了，是吧？
Living apart from her son and grandchildren, she's had to figure out how to make the 2-hour commute to Surrey with a little sheet of directions, which hasn't always worked out.
我第一次就走错路了，我下了车，我看了那个。我孙子的学校，我说哎呀是在这里，我就下车，我一下车就往学校那里走，就是走错方向了，学校是往这里走，应该往这里走，我就不知道，我就往学校走，走了之后走错地方了，就碰到一个西人特别好，我就说我那就没手机，我就跟他借手机，我就跟他说做手势打哑语，好就我就打电话，好他就借了手机给我，我儿子的电话号码我知道了，我就摇到儿子，我就说我走错路了，我不知道回去了，你快来接我。好，他说你在哪里啊？我说我不知道，我又叫到西人，西人又跟他说他在哪里，哎，你到我这里来接。好，西人你站在这里不动，他要我不动，我儿子就来接我，我就这样的，不懂英语。
这么好玩。
我说这里人真的好。我不是说。
Thinking she knew where to get off, Yang Popo found herself lost in Surrey without a phone. Luckily, there was a kind stranger who helped her contact her son. I laugh because, as Yang Popo was telling us her story, she was physically miming the game of charades she had to play with this stranger on the street. A hand to her ear for the phone, and the stranger swinging their arms for Yang Popo to stay put and wait for help to arrive.Hearing this story, we asked her why she doesn't live closer to her family.
我不为什么要住在这里呢？我媳妇的爸妈也要来，我一住在那里，他们就不好来。我说我还在这里好一些，不能够我一个人霸在那住了就不好。我这里有房子就好一些不？他一来我就不去，就在这家里就好一些。我就是认为的。
Her in-laws will be moving into her son's house soon, and she doesn't want to crowd them. She prefers having her own space in Chinatown. While listening to her story, the thing that kept striking us was her resilience and attitude. For example, every day she runs through a 45-minute exercise routine that she has charted on her wall.
弯腰、甩背、双腰背、推拳，在家里就搞些这些事，拍心，45分钟全部做完。
Watching her wave her arms, kick the air, and twist her torso, it's clear that she's not just sitting around. When she's not doing her exercises, there's a community group where they go to the park, the aquarium. She also goes swimming.
游泳中，游泳衣，我就搞这些活动了，一天也搞不赢了。我基本上没事就去了。我昨天去了，前天去了，有时间我就去。
Her resilience has a lot to do with her attitude.
我到这里来的最大的感受就是什么呢？这里的人非常好，教会的人、医生，和他社区，每个人都好。我觉得他们素质都很高，包括我，我上次头次见了他，他都对我很好，我都有这个感觉，我就去这里好。
Her family is worried about her living by herself in the Chinatown area, but she doesn't seem too bothered.
他们都怕担心我，我儿子、我媳妇都担心我，他说有吸毒的。你要注意，我说我不理他，他不得理我，没关系。他们不放心就安了摄像头，就对我的安全负责，两个儿子都看得到。有时候我没在家，你家里怎么没灯呢？我说我在你弟弟家，我怎么家里会开亮开灯呢？不开灯呢？他不见你人，他在这里看没看见我，就这样的。主要是他们两个人不放心，我还是放心。反正习惯了，是吧？
Young Popo still lives in Chinatown, goes swimming every day, exercises with her friends at the park, and even commutes to Surrey every weekend.
唐人街就是这点好，我为什么想住在这里就是这样的。唐人街就反正再怎么样都那个，有时候做首饰了，买什么菜反正付钱了，那没关系了，买菜东西好。
Looking into the future, she might get some translation support from her grandchildren.
我儿子说以后等孙子大一点，要我孙子陪我去玩，我孙子可以当翻译。他都知道，他这么小就叽里呱啦，故意等我说英语。奶奶，你不听不懂吧？我说个你听了，他即使他自己也不知道，叽里呱啦叽里呱啦讲。实际上他这么小怎么知道了？他就故意鼓捣我们面前说英语，就这样的。
Again and again, she remains optimistic and finds her own ways to manage the situation. Her optimism comes from both her resilience and a supportive family network, despite their distance. Her grandchildren provide a glimmer of hope to her continuous challenges in accessing Canadian healthcare. We asked her one last time why her husband went back to China to take care of his health instead of staying with her here.
他看了病以后再回不回就不管他了，不管他那么多了。他现在不能走路，要坐轮椅，在这里要我招呼他，我身体也不好。这里他住到安老院，1200块钱一个月，但是呢，吃饭不习惯，说话不行。所以也是个英语问题，他就说他那我就回去算了。我说随你，我说回去没人招呼你，儿子要上班，没办法。我说，他要回去，我说就回去吧，试一段时间。这里我早上5点钟起来，跟他做饭，做饭送进去，让他吃了中饭，安排了晚饭，我再回来。2点半钟回来，又准备第二天的，我一天也够累的。他走了我还轻松一点，没办法了，这是反正是。
Her husband went back to China because his health is fading and wants to communicate with his doctors. He tried a senior's home in Vancouver, but it was expensive and still primarily in English. Our last question for her was if she'd ever want to live in a senior's home.
我就现在是住在这里可以了，以后再说吧。我也想找这个试试东南，他可以介绍房子。如果房子要好一点也好，是吧？
Things are still unclear for young Popo. She's at a point where it's hard for her to look after her husband and knows her son in Surrey already has many mouths to feed. Language barriers are still an issue, but she's not giving up. Living with the rest of her family isn't an option now, but she doesn't seem ready to go into a care home. She enjoys her place in Chinatown and hanging out with her friends. She doesn't really know what's next. Her life is still unfolding in front of her.
You just listened to a radio doc from the Speak My Language series. If you like what you heard, you can learn more about the project and listen to more radio docs at yarrowsociety.ca/speakmylanguage. That's YARROW, society.ca/speakmylanguage. Special thanks to Alexander B. Kim and CITR 101.9 FM, especially CITR Program Manager Madeline Taylor, for their support and guidance in producing this series. Our theme song is from the album Searching by Respectful Child, courtesy of the artists. Speak My Language was made possible through the funding of the Government of Canada New Horizons for Seniors program and the City of Vancouver Community Arts Grant. This series was recorded on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. As we continue our work in addressing barriers in the healthcare system, we recognize that this is a shared struggle with Indigenous peoples under the violence enacted by colonial governments.